Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and I want to welcome you to another dual broadcast of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast and the Everything Church-Related Podcast. That's right, folks. If we're doing another dual broadcast, you know we have something special lined up for you today. Today, I have the distinct honor of having Pastor James Levesque on our show, and I'm going to let him fill you in on his background because it's awesome. But we connected through a Facebook post I sent out several months ago, asking if anyone needed any help in establishing a podcast. And Pastor Levesque asked a couple of questions as he was prepping to launch his podcast, Engaging Heaven Today. And that podcast is now one of the highest rated Christian podcasts on iTunes. Pastor, congratulations on that, and welcome to the broadcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pastor Bob. It's a blessing to be here. And, man, we're just so excited what God's doing. And we're excited what God's doing with you and Evangelism Radio and the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast.
Amen. Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate your prayers. I always start off with this question. Tell us, who is James Levesque? Tell us your background, how you came to Christ, how you were called to start your church.
Wow, man. Who is James Levesque? He's a lover of Jesus, man. I never grew up in church. I never had any understanding of the Lord. I grew up in a really rough, kind of a run-down project neighborhood. My mother was, my mother never even came to faith. I never grew up in church. And drugs, everything that comes with the street life, Yeah. I was on heroin at 14 years old. I was selling, I have vivid memories of being, 15 years old selling crack cocaine to pregnant people and walking away and feeling so convicted in my heart. But at the very same time, I thought in my head, if I can affect another generation through drugs, and it made me feel so bad, and I had no conscience or conviction of the Holy Spirit, I had that same thought after, what if I could impact somebody's life for eternity for the good? What if I could make a difference in somebody's life? And so, never had any, background in faith, And then, just met the Lord one day, I had a kid at 15. It was August 25th of 95.
Amen.
Was the exact day. I would later in 1999, I would say come to full faith, had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, changed my life. But it was August 25th of 95 that I went to a church service. Well, 3 days before that, I walked into one of my drug addict friend's houses, and I'm sitting down late at night, and I'm ready to pass out, and his mother was in the living room, and she had a Bible on her lap. I kind of tease and say, big enough to choke a moose. I mean, this was a massive Bible, And right as I was going to bed, she said to me, Jamie, I need to ask you a question. I didn't even realize she was in the room. And I turned around and I said, what is it? And she said, I just have to ask you a question. Do you know who Jesus is? And man, I was undone, I didn't know. And I said, of course I do, And
everybody,
I immediately went to being kicked out of Sunday school as a kid. But through a long series of events, I went to church a week later. And when I got home, I didn't even get much out of that meeting, but right as I walked out the door, I heard a testimony of somebody got set free from drugs and gangs, and it kind of piqued my interest. And as I walked in my house that night, of course, I never knew my dad. My name was changed when I was five. I mean, I had a crazy past. My real dad killed people. I mean, I had a crazy past. And as I walked in the project doors, my mother was passed out drunk ahead of me. August 25th of 95, I looked up to the sky and I said, look, if you're real, God, I want you to reveal yourself to me.
Amen.
And nobody led me in a prayer, nothing. It was tears down my face.
Yep.
And I said, Father, if you're real, you got to touch me. And here's what I told him. I'll give the rest of my life to making you known on this earth.
Amen.
You know, I mean, at the time there was probably some, you know, do you have any clue who I am? Maybe some cockiness of not knowing Jesus, but
right.
It was like liquid love poured over my life and in my body that day. And gosh, I never looked back, you know. I mean, I dropped out of high school, you know. I have no education, nothing in the natural. There's no plan B. But I'll tell you what, when I encountered Jesus, I never looked back. It was immediate, on the streets, hungry to know everything God said I could have. And I wasn't going to stop till I began to see the fullness of that at play in my life.
Now, when did you decide? When was your calling into the ministry that you realized this was what you were put on this earth to do?
You know, shortly after I got saved, I started reading the Bible, and man, I just got hungry. I mean, for everything that the Bible said in my life I could have. And immediately I was in a church that, you know, said they were spirit-filled, but they didn't really quite operate in the gifts. And one day, man, I just got so frustrated by not seeing the Holy Spirit at move around me. And I ran to the ocean that day, and I just looked up to God, and I said, is this all I get for the week? And I yelled at the top of my lungs, God, I gave up sex and drugs for this. I need more of you. I want more of you. And as I'm looking out the ocean in Connecticut, on the coastline in Groton, Connecticut, I knew at that moment the Lord began to put his fire on my life and that I would give the rest of my life to preach the gospel. Amen. I knew that there was a hunger in me, and it wasn't to be rebellious and bash churches, but it would be to plant churches.
Praise God.
And I was so hungry to see a great awakening. And, you know, truthfully, I'm there still. I mean, you know, almost 20 years pastoring in the ministry, I'm still there, you know?
Yeah.
And just, you know, just seeing more than I did in those days.
Yeah, amen. Amen. You know, that is just simply awesome. And now you're in a church in New Haven, Connecticut, is that right? Or London, Connecticut? Which is your primary church?
Well, really both. We planted a church in New London, Connecticut about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And then 6 months ago, we planted a church in West Haven, Connecticut.
Okay.
Basically in the New Haven area. We're about 4 miles from Yale University.
Okay.
And, dude, we're talking about Connecticut, right? We're talking about 4 miles outside of Yale University. And we just did a conference a few weeks ago, and we had 750 registered before I opened the doors.
Amen.
And it's a church, and this is Connecticut, man.
Yeah.
And this is a church that's only been around for 6 months, so... Needless to say, God has been moving in powerful ways, man, in New England.
Amen. And now you're also the host of a top-rated podcast. Now, I can't help but think that I helped with that a little bit. You know,
you totally did.
I'm just kidding. But tell us about your podcast.
You know, it sounds really crazy. I like podcasts. I listen to them. And one day I just woke up, and it was about, I wake up early. It was about 4:30 in the morning.
Amen. Me too.
And I was listening to a podcast, and it was like a Christian podcast. And then I just flat out, honestly, I was listening to a sports podcast.
Cool.
And as I'm listening to I don't even know if I've ever even heard him since. It was some guy that was on Fox Sports, you know, and I'm listening to him in my ear, and it just felt so intimate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I'm listening, it was no, you know, when you're watching Facebook Live, you're distracted. When you're watching television, you're distracted.
Yeah.
Look, when I go to the movie theater, I'm distracted. But there was something about his voice in my ear that there was nothing else going on but focusing on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought to myself, what if I can create a podcast? You know? And then I just said, I'm going to do it. And then I had a real vision of the body of Christ that was just so far from Jesus. And I wanted to do something that would bridge the gap between where people are with God and where they want to be.
Yeah.
And I realized that devotion is so important. I teased you before the recording that, you know, my generation, the millennial generation, doesn't even know what a devotional is.
Yeah. Amen.
And we can't. And so basically in my heart, I said, look, I want to create a Monday through Friday devotional. And I didn't know what I was doing. God brought the people around me, the production team, the quality.
Yeah.
And then he brought wonderful people like yourself. Because I'll tell you what, look, if you want to know how to plant churches, I've been doing it for 20 years. Podcasting, man, I knew nothing. And I remember it was a Saturday, man. I reached out to you, and you called. You're busy. You're editing. You called me back, and it was in the early days. I think we were a few episodes in, and you gave me some pointers and some. And gosh, I mean, what has happened in the last 100 days is really mind blowing. You know?
Yeah. Because you are definitely. I think you're at one. I think we're airing episode 110 this week on the radio station.
At the time of this recording. Right, so I think we've just passed over 30,000 downloads.
Amen.
In 100 days, and I mean, it's just been over the top, you know?
Amen. Folks, I'm telling you, you need to, if you want to listen to an upbeat, energetic podcast, you need to listen to this podcast every morning before you go to work, because it will fire you up for your entire day. That's what I do. As my day gets started, I turn on Pastor Levesque, and oh man, I'm like, you know, chomping at the bit, waiting to go on. You know, I mean, this is,
come on, it's like spiritual caffeine, man. Come on,
exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, I used to joke in the Army. I used to drink so much coffee that, you know, I joked that I had an IV. You know, well, that's what this that's what your podcast is to anyone who listens. You can't sit still and listen to this podcast. I mean, you better be careful listening to his podcast at 4:30 in the morning, because it will wake up the house.
Come on.
Amen. Glory to God. All right. Tell us about the church building you're in. There's something special, a special relationship to the body of Christ. Tell us about your building.
Yeah, our new London location, about a year ago, we had a real unique opportunity. The building is, it was a part of the First Church of Christ, New London, and it was one of the first 30 churches ever in America.
Yeah.
And the building goes all the way back to the Great Awakening time. So George Whitfield, Jonathan Edwards, some of the greatest awakeners ever have ministered in that church.
Amen.
And the Lord gave it to our hands, and I mean, it was wild. I mean, they couldn't even find the title, because in those days the church was first, and they would build the city around the church.
Right. Yeah.
And they couldn't even find the title deed in the city hall, and it delayed the closing for about 6 months, and finally they found in the very bottom crypt, they found a scribbled piece of paper that said, you know, Charles gives this property to the First Ecclesiastical Society, and it was 280 years before.
Praise God.
And so interesting, because when I went to close on this historic property, I mean, I've had, you know, Wall Street, people from Wall Street, I mean, like the New York Times and the, I'm sorry, Wall Street Journal. Journalists call me and say, how did you ever get your hands on that? We need to know who you are. I mean, it's crazy. it's an iconic building.
Yeah.
And when I was doing the closing, all I could think in my spirit is that we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. And that, you know, the awakening is not done.
No.
And that they're cheering us on here as we're about to see America shaken.
Amen. Amen. Now, naturally, this building has been through a series of upgrades over the past 100-plus years. But the structural foundation is still intact, right?
Oh, man, I'm not sure it's even been through a bunch of remodels.
Really?
If you walk in this property, oh, no, dude. Look, side note, they don't build buildings like this anymore. You know what I mean? You couldn't find granite. The inside is still the same. The pews.
Wow.
Well, we got those out, and they went all around the world. But the inside, the architecture, you've got to come check it out, Pastor Bob.
Yeah, I will.
It is phenomenal. But yes, a few things clearly have been updated since the 1800s. But a lot of the bones of the building is still, it's just amazing, you know. Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, have you found anything, you know, unique, you know, like George Washington carved his initials into the wall or something?
No, well, we have, we found like old offering envelopes. that were like, you know, that were just like deteriorated with old, like weird money in it and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And just like old hymnals.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things we got with the property was a history book written through all the years of the church, the pastors and what went on.
Yeah.
And of course, there's two chapters called The Great Awakening. And it just talks about the spiritual awakening that took place in New England. And it, that church spanned the course of the first and second Great Awakening.
Yeah.
And but yeah, there's an old baptismal. I mean, some of the pews were pretty amazing. There's a bell up top, like just an old bell, you know, and it's pretty historic from like the early 1800s.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, yeah, you, folks, you need to go online and check out the pictures of this building. Because, I mean, like you said, they don't build buildings like that. How many hurricanes has this building gone through, you know?
Oh,
and it's still there, you know? I mean, it's just awesome, you know? All right, let's flip chapter a little bit and go back to your podcast. Again, congratulations on going over 100 episodes, because most podcasters, to be honest, 15, 20 episodes, they realize, you know, there's a lot of work to this. You know, even a 15, 20-minute podcast, I mean, it's not, okay, let's go in, okay, 15 minutes, flip the button, let's get this over with. No, there's a lot of prep that goes into it, and you're doing a daily podcast. I mean, that is awesome, dude. And, you know,
yeah,
and you're one
Lord,
of the... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the Lord's given us a great team. We have, you know, there's a guy named MJ. He was a Persona sound tech engineer that came to me from the church. And he said, and this guy is like, I mean, this is what he does for a living. He travels with major artists. And he came to me and said, I feel like the Lord wants me to produce your first 100 episodes for nothing.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, can you imagine? And there's another guy, Chris, that just been on board to help out. He's been a couple times on the podcast. So, you know, the glory first goes to Jesus, but we couldn't get it done without amazing people that have just given themselves to see the vision come to pass.
Amen. Amen. Now, you are one of the fastest growing Christian podcasts in America. How do you promote your podcast?
You know, what's amazing is I didn't really have much understanding of promotion. I mean, we didn't really do a ramp up or anything. Uh-huh. I will tell you this. The people that listen are really the investors, and it's not a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Like, the people that are listening are deeply with us every day. And it's a family. It's a journey. Look, you're coming on a devotional with me every day, but here's the difference that I think is separating the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. The difference is we're not just a regurgitated Sunday morning message. Do you understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Christians on the podcast, they're just chopping up something they've already given to somebody else. Mm-hmm. I don't even preach on the stuff that I talk to you about on the podcast. It is a fresh bread from heaven every day. The Lord drops it in my heart when I go to hit record, and it's right there, fresh bread for us every day. So I guess it's really growing by word of mouth, you know? I have like, we just did an interview with Bill Johnson and stuff. I mean, down the road, I'm going to have more people and maybe, you know, throw in some sprinkled interviews, but it really has just been word of mouth. There's been other people recognizing it. Podbean is the place that we upload our feed at, Podbean, and they featured me a couple times, which has helped tremendously,
Amen.
You know, to get the word out. And of course, iTunes, I think we were at the top 50 of iTunes for a little while. So, So, you know, those algorithms are hard to hit. But for me, you know, look, this isn't, you know, all the podcasts out there are great. I think podcasting is one of the greatest ways to communicate today.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about a devotional, there's not a lot out there.
Amen.
You know, try to find a daily fresh bread devotional. It's so difficult. So I think we just hit a part of the market that was ready.
Amen.
And that just people need it. I mean, with single moms, single guys, married couples, whoever it is, they're just listening to it. And it's 15 minutes a day to just feed your faith. You know, like I say, we cut through the fluff and get to the stuff.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Every morning I do, you know, you talk about getting up at 4:30. That's 4:30, 4:45 is when I usually wake up. And the first thing I do, I come upstairs, and it's just nobody else but me and God. And I'll have my prayer time. I have the Bible out, and I'm going through my readings for the day. And whatever scripture jumps out at me that day, I flip the switch, and I do our, it's called Freedom Through Faith Video Minute. It's on YouTube. But it's, you know, 6-7 minutes. And like you said, it's fresh bread. It's whatever God gave me that day, that's what I talk about.
Beautiful.
You know?
That's beautiful, man.
You know, so, you know, it's not like, okay, you know, yesterday we started this, and today is part three of this series. And, you know, no, it's,
right.
You know, today I'm in Psalms, tomorrow it's in Revelation, the next day it's in Genesis. It's whatever the Lord says that day, you know. Yeah, and so I understand completely what you're talking about this, you know, just that fresh bread, that fresh manna from heaven, you know. Praise the Lord. Amen. I love it when God is doing things that people, I mean, you know, people that are sensitive to his moving are picking up on. I mean, what you just said resonates,
right.
You know.
And, come on
and
now.
As you were talking about it, it's like, wow, I've been doing the same thing. And for us, it's been, let's see, I started June 6th, and every day, every day. I mean, I do it 7 days a week, every day.
Wow.
We're now into, the seventh month? Hey, something like that. It's like, praise the Lord, you know.
That's awesome.
So I get completely what you're saying. I hope our listeners are understanding that this is not something that, you know, you and I talked about beforehand. This is something that we're just talking. And, you know,
amen.
That's the Holy Spirit leading this conversation.
Come on.
And confirming the word. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Now, you are also not just in Connecticut, which is... Isn't Connecticut like one of them die-hard conservative states?
I wish. Man, I think we created humanism and liberalism. Are you kidding me?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
And you're flourishing. You're flourishing in that environment, man.
Yeah, that, I know.
That just
not
shows that there's
are.
A hunger. There's a hunger out there. For the word of God, when someone will stand up and preach the uncompromised word of God, and without all the fluff,
amen.
You know, I mean, the people will gravitate to the truth. I think that's what I'm trying to get to. The truth. Not, you know, well, we're going to do church, you know, the football game's on at noon, so we're going to wrap this up early today. You know, you have to put God first, you know.
And kind of like I said from the beginning, I mean, when you have the kind of experience and conversion I had, I mean, you don't fall back on anything. And so it's living without options. You know what I mean? It's like there's only one way to live, and it's sold out. Fifth year, man. Jesus is everything.
Amen.
And I decided from the beginning of the churches I wasn't going to conform to what the church world wants. Because, you know, there's a barren church world out there, unfortunately. Yeah. I wasn't going to conform to the world. And I was going to preach the unadulterated word of God. I was going to embrace the Holy Spirit and the power of God. And let me tell you, man, I say it all the time. Skinny jeans and smoke machines have never set anybody free.
Yeah.
And so we need to realize that we live in a fabricated day where people have watered down the word of God. And God is moving again. He's awakening hearts. And he's reviving. Life again, and it's so amazing to see.
Amen. Amen. Now, you are affiliated with some churches in Florida, and you travel down there, I know, and you said before we started that you are getting ready to plant some churches up in Canada. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we've been doing ministry the last 10 years in what I call the Maritimes. Mm-hmm. It's New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and we... a couple of years ago, we really helped launch a church there in New Glasgow called the Passion Gathering, and we've now are waiting. We're in the process of finishing up our charitable exemption for Engaging Heaven Canada. Got the website being built, and now we're actually looking at property, a church building in Nova Scotia, and we're going to be going to Sunday morning soon. And we have seen lots of miracles. I mean, that is, you know, that's a uncharted territory, man. We have seen God break out in that area in powerful ways. So along with the churches in Connecticut and in Canada, you know, my wife still travel international. I mean, I just got off the phone with a pastor in Alaska. I'm going to I'm going to be in Fairbanks and Juneau by July. I mean,
amen.
So we travel a lot, you know, but yeah. God has been so faithful with all this.
Amen. Amen. Now, with Canada, when I went to preach up there, oh, I guess about 4 or 5 years ago, one of our ministries is that God gave me an assignment is to go to the extreme geographic locations of this nation and just hold a prayer meeting. And we've been, you know, and geographic and significant is what the command was. So we went to Philadelphia, you know, because that's where freedom began for the United States. We've been to Washington, D.C., prayed out on the National Mall. We've been to New York City at Ground Zero. Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for today's episode, and that's unfortunate because I wish I could just keep going. James Levesque, he is on fire for God. I mean, I hope you are getting that out of this interview. He's now over 100 episodes on his podcast, Engaging Heaven Today. And it's a great podcast, so much so that I have put him on 5 days a week plus Saturday, 6 days a week on our radio station, Evangelism Radio. And he is traveling the United States. He's preaching the gospel. He's doing church plants and helping other ministries out. And you need to check out his church. I mean, his church, I believe, is one of the first church, actual church buildings in the United States of America. And, I mean, this thing is rock solid. It's all granite. It's suffered through hurricanes and everything else, and it is still standing, and he has it as his church. Praise God. Well, that's all the time we have for today. You need to come back and join us tomorrow as we continue our interview with James Levesque. And until then, remember to be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.